Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, my name is Elisa Moss. I'm a faculty at Alabama A&M University. And today, I'll talk on enhancing the environmental science curriculum at Alabama A&M University through the development of scenario-based reusable learning objectives, and specifically using adaptation measures to mitigate the effect of climate change on food security in Belize. Okay, so a little background information. In March 2016, I received an invitation for the Teaching Locally, Engaging Globally, and Creating a Community of Global Thinking Fellows program. And it was through a USDA higher education grant project where the overarching theme was food security and climate change. And the purpose of this program was to provide faculty with up-to-date curriculum on critical thinking concepts and instruction through an online academy that was hosted by the University of Florida, Texas A&M University, and the University of Tennessee. And so this invitation went out to all land-grant institutions, so anyone with an interest could apply. And another purpose was to promote the strengthening of critical thinking by the faculty. And this would be through direct instruction and through multidisciplinary perspectives shared by other participants that were on the project team. And after the end result from this program was that each faculty participant or fellow in the program would come up with scenario-based reusable learning objects. And so in May 2016, I was officially accepted as a Global Teaching Fellow, and this is out of 40, 50 applicants. And then in 2016, once everyone was notified, we had an initial workshop, the Global Teaching Academy in Nashville, where they went over all the aspects of the program, what was expected, how to come up with these RLOs, and how to develop scenarios. And then we got a chance to meet all the other participants in the program. So after the meeting, and from like August to November of that year, we had to complete these modules that were developed by the project team. And so the modules were: what is critical thinking, teaching for critical thinking, instructional design, scenario development, using digital media to enhance instruction, teaching contentious subjects like climate change, global food security and hunger basics, teaching globally relevant topics in courses, and then synthesizing what you've learned to create scenario-based RLOs to solicit critical thinking. And after going through all these modules or completing the modules, we had to develop concept papers. And the concept papers were based on the information that was given at the initial workshops, and then just our research during that time, and then the completion of these modules. And so we turned the concept papers into the team, and then in March of 17 of this year, we actually traveled to Belize to put into context a lot of the information that was gathered for the concept papers. And so while in Belize, we had several meetings, and these meetings were with these different groups to find out their thoughts on and perceptions on climate change and what it was doing to them individually and for the people overall that were there. And so the fellows had questions, and the questions were based on their concept papers and what scenarios they may have wanted to use for their classes. So everyone that was there could get like a broad perspective of the different relationships of climate change and food security, because everyone came from a different discipline. So I'm more environmental. There were people who were in the soil physics that were food safety. There were ag economists, and other like people in interest with human dimensions. So the questions vary. So any aspect that you didn't think of it would come out, and then you would maybe try to incorporate that into your to your RLO, or just get a broader perspective of the relationship between climate change and food security there in Belize. So some of the people and groups that we met with were the Belizean Fire Department, the Caribbean Community Climate Change Center, the Caribbean Agriculture Research and Development Institute, the Mesoamerican Hunger Project, the University of Belize Central Farm and Extension Services, and then we traveled to Farmers Market and were able to talk to some of the small farmers there. We also went to the Spanish Lookout Mountain Mennonite farming community and toured the Tropical Country Rice Plant, Western Dairies, Grain Farm, and then Quality Poultry Association. And so with the development of RLO, I decided on the topic using adaptation measures to mitigate the effect of climate change on food security in Belize. And I developed my topic from visiting the grain farm and listening to them talk about the drought and the effect of the drought on their product, and then also the farmers market, where I had the opportunity to speak to a lot of small farmers and get their perception of climate change and food security. And one of the things that I found very interesting throughout was that, you know, here in the U.S., not everyone believes in climate change. And then even so, especially when we talk about young people, they don't really know what it is. And so they're, you know, the knowledge is really not there. But everyone that you talk with in Belize knew about climate change and the effect that it was having, you know, on them. And then I specifically, well, what about the youth? And they say they have programs where they teach, you know, the youth early on about climate change. Plus, especially when you're talking about the Mennonite community, you know, the whole family works in every aspect of their, you know, their living. And so the kids know from early on if it's raining in the off season. Because when we were there, it was, and they specifically chose a time where it wasn't supposed to be, you know, a whole lot of rain, but it was raining there. And so we saw firsthand, you know, what goes on. And then just like some places here where people can name the particular hurricanes and, you know, the effect that it had on the place, on their location, then they can name specific, you know, hurricanes and exactly what happened and then how they've had to struggle with rebuilding and what it has done to their economy overall. So the scenarios I chose were scenario one, Belize experiences an unusual increase in rain during the dry season, causing substantial flooding and destroying 50% of the crop fields and citrus orchards. And then scenario two, where the Belize experiences an increase in citrus and common domestic food production, which increases exports and financial sustainability. However, soon after, Belize encounters a 9-month drought. And so, after we developed the presentation, which I'll get to in the next slide, I decided to adopt it into a class this semester. And it's not one of the classes within the Department of Biological and Environmental Sciences where we have, well, it is in the Department of Biological and Environmental Science, but it's not a, you know, soil science class or environmental talks where our students come for, like, the natural resources area. So it was a environmental biology class where, you know, the students have traditionally, you know, studied, you know, human body, things like that. So their knowledge was a little sketchy, so it wasn't really there. So I really wanted to see how they perceive this particular experiment, and then I'll adapt it more for next semester when I teach some of my traditional classes. And so the next few slides will show how the presentation is that was developed, and this is what they would see. So we developed these PowerPoint presentations, and they are and so at the end I'll show you they're available for people to incorporate in their classes. So so these are some of the slides. So again, the title here, I provided them with learning objectives, so the information on the effects of climate change on Belize. And so they are to develop adaptation measures for the direct and indirect effects of the severe weather patterns and then also describe possible positive and negative outcomes that are associated with these adaptation measures. And then I gave an overview of Belize. And so the pictures that are done through the presentations are either of our own or from anyone else, any other fellows that were part of the program, because we put them on in a Dropbox. And so anything that related to your project, you could use for your own presentation. Plus, even though you put some things in your presentation, once we sent it off and they did the editing, if they saw something that, you know, could incorporate into a presentation, then they would put that in, and then of course ask you if it was okay. Overview of crop production. So I gave them a list of traditional crops and fish products, and then some of the non-traditional agricultural exports. Some of the critical forces and drivers, specifically globalization, the fluctuation in prices received from the export commodities, and then also climate change. And then I gave them this figure, which shows the critical forces and drivers so that they could see the climate change severity projections in Mesoamerica, and then specifically looking at Belize and how it's approaching significant change. So they would see that there is some things that are currently going on in Belize and even with the projections. And so the high impact and uncertainty forces, natural disasters, reduction would cause the reduction in agricultural production, and then the short-term increases in the food imports. And then the Huanglongbing virus, which is the HLB virus, which affects their citrus products. High impact and uncertainty forces, the spread of this virus, hurricanes and floods, the drastic changes in the rainfall patterns, the wet and dry season, dry rainy season, and then the increased use of insecticides and pesticides. And so their new threats or opportunities will be the changing weather patterns in the dry and wet season, frequent and more intense hurricanes, the limited agricultural exports that are due to the severe weather, and then the spread of the HLB virus in the citrus produce. And so we gave them an explanation of what are the adaptation measures, and the explanation of the reactive and anticipatory, and so they would know what that is based on some of the objectives that they're to use. Future scenarios, again, the unusual rainfall, significant drought, and so this is scenario one, and then factors to consider, the agricultural food production, trade, a rainfall and temperature, and pest diseases, soil fertility. Same factors to consider with scenario two. And then afterwards, they were to give a response. So they would choose like 5 reactive measures, 5 anticipatory measures, and then they had EPA strategies for the climate change adaptation. And so the EPA lists like 42 strategies for them to choose from for their adaptation measures. And then they provide a summary and answer these questions. So these questions are listed for the students. So group one in the class had scenario one. And so these are the 5 adaptation measures that they chose and that they talked about thoroughly in a paper. I had them do a paper and then a PowerPoint presentation. And so it's a small class, so I just divided them into 2 groups. And the 2 groups had each scenario. And then this is scenario 2. And these are the adaptation measures that they selected, again, out of the 42 that are listed. And so afterwards, I gave an evaluation. And so you can see, based on the questions asked, the student perceptions and then how they changed. So you'll see their initial view was relatively in the middle, and then towards the end, they all had a better view of climate change. And this is just through research and knowledge, and made them think more critically, and then just in general find the effect of climate change and what it has on certain populations. And it helped this year, unfortunately, because of all the hurricanes. So, you know, they would see it in the news, and it's not just reading it. And so in conclusion, again, the students executed plan well. Future classes, I think I'll have, especially in my NRE classes, have the students individually select maybe 5 adaptation measures and then get a more in-depth explanation. So these are the other RLOs by the other participants, and you'll see their policy, philanthropy. So there are a variety of RLOs that were developed. And this website here, you can go to it and actually adopt any of these RLOs into your classes, and or you can view them, and so they're all available for public public use. Okay, and I'll put this slide back up. But acknowledgments again: the USDA Higher Education Challenge Grant, the University of Florida, Texas A&M University, and the University of Tennessee, and then specifically to Nicole Stettman at the University of Florida, who was the PI of this project. Thank you. And so I'll put this back up.
All right.